Hello.
Hey, Charlie, this is Peter.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Sorry. Yeah, no, we were tied up. That's kind of why I said 4 o'clock. But
No problem.
it's 4 o'clock there now, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so can you please open your computer and you can guide me about the changes? I've got some of
All
the
right.
changes, like on the products page after the 522, there is no color attached and it shows that there's no product being matched. I got that, okay? And apart from that, like what other changes do you want to see? Because as you know,
No,
that
I'm
Joe
just.
was shifted to the other department, so I really need to go take a pace off.
Do you have a pen and paper, Peter? This is Greg.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Okay, because you'll need it.
Okay. So, as far as the drills are concerned, like where it says AB drills, when you go to the square drills, and it didn't do this before. Choose an option. So anything from 522 and on, like the
Yeah,
number, when you
that's not
choose,
working.
when you choose the bag size, it says, no, sorry, no product matches your selection. Please choose a different combination. So that's got to be fixed. So basically, it's saying that we don't have that. But if you go to, let's say, number 317, it doesn't say that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I've gone to 317. It doesn't show anything. From 318, it doesn't show anything. When we go to
Right up
5,
to
yeah.
522 and on, everything up from 522.
Yeah. Yeah, it says,
So.
sorry, no products match your selection. Please choose a different combination.
That's right. So that yeah, because they, I'm gonna assume that they're not gonna be able to order that, and I don't know why that something happened there, because it wasn't like that before.
Okay, so people were able to see before. Now they're not.
Well, I don't know. I'm just assuming the site has never been live.
Yeah, we've been working on this for 3.5 months.
Trying to get this going, so.
I
Yeah,
understand.
so yeah, and the rounds, it doesn't say that. So like I said before, it never said that, so I don't know what happened. Something got changed there. I'm not sure, so
Okay, I'll get this fixed. Don't worry about
okay.
that.
Okay, and then so And then ch if you can change, like when you're on the home page and you scroll
Yeah,
down
the
where it says
picture on the
AB
AB
drills,
drills.
and, yeah, can you change that picture to the one that I sent you?
Yeah, that will be changed too.
Okay. And then do you have the email that I sent? It's got a whole bunch of changes.
Yeah, I've got the email. I can see.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a whole
Yeah,
there's
I've got
various
that. You
things
sent
off.
it on
Okay.
27th of April, and that all the changes were written in that email. I
Okay.
guess the
So
next
then.
change was of the under the customs category, like the 70x100 is off.
Well, no. There's a whole bunch of other stuff on the home page, like where it says where it's got the picture of the owl and it says Crystal Drills. That name needs to be changed to Crystal Drill Kit.
Okay. Yeah, in the tradition of quality.
Sorry?
The in the section
No,
of
no, no. This is okay. So there's the main picture where it says Diamond Art,
Yeah.
and then underneath it says AB Drills, and then there's a picture beside it of
Yeah.
the owl,
The
and it
second
says
picture.
Crystal Drill. Yeah. So that name needs to
Change.
be changed to Crystal Drill Kits.
Okay, got that.
And then I'll be sending some pictures. Well, actually, I think. I'd like you to change the picture to the corresponding, like the one of the tiger that's in that category.
Got it. crystal.
Okay, so when you click on crystal drill, there's a picture of the cub. Change that picture to the cub. Mm-hmm. And then where it says square diamond, change that name to square diamond kit. And then change it, the picture to the, there's a couple of changes in that. Did you got the email with all of these changes, right?
Yeah, got that email.
Okay. So there's a couple pictures. I don't know what happened. If you go into the squared category, there's one that says lighthouse. And it's actually, I think it's on the, where is it? So on the second page, it says the picture is the word love, but underneath the name says lighthouse. That needs to be changed. I think what happened was one of the pictures didn't come through.
Mm-hmm.
And it just.
Can you tell me that on which page you are?
So under square kits, like square diamond kits, on page 2, the seventh picture in, love.
Yeah, it's love and the lighthouse.
Yeah, so change the name of it to love.
Okay, lighthouse needs to be changed to love.
Yeah, and then on the last picture on that page, it says Paris.
Yeah, it says Paris.
Yeah, it should be Gondola in Venice.
Okay, Gondola in Venice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you could change that thumbnail from page 1, or from the home page, to the one that says Kitty, I think, or it's, I think it says Purdy Kitty or something like that. I think it might be on page 3 of this. Yeah, it's on page 3.
Okay, in the square diamond kits to page 3?
Yeah, it says change the picture to Purdy Kitty picture.
Yeah, the Purdy Kitty picture, I got that. It's so $17, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now in the round,
that picture needs to be changed, the Purdy Kitty.
No. So on the home page, like if you go back to the main home page, where the picture of the girl is, where it says square diamond beside the owl there.
Yeah, got it.
So change that picture to the Purdy Kitty. That way people know that picture, because if people look at this and they go, oh, I want that picture, I don't have that. I need something that corresponds with what we have, right?
Okay, yeah. So on the home page, the fourth picture of the girl on the square diamond, behind the square diamond, there's a girl. So you want the cat to be here.
I want that to be the Purdy Kitty picture.
Yeah, the Purdy Kitty picture should be on the home page, on the fourth picture.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then when you go to the same idea with the rounds, if you can change the name to round diamond kits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then change the picture to the two parrots, which is the very first one in that category.
Okay, so in the round diamond kits, you've got the first picture of two parrots. So you want that picture on the home page, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, got it.
And then the picture of the cat on the first page is labeled wrong. It says four seasons.
Mm.
It should say 5D, like five-dimensional, 5D cat.
Okay, the four seasons cat should be changed to 5D cats.
Yep, and then on the second page of that category, there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
The fairy. Oh, the fairy? The first picture on the second page is labeled Nutcracker?
Nutcracker.
Yeah. It should say fairy.
Okay. It will be fairy.
Yeah. And then I will email you the picture of the Four Seasons. And then that goes into that category, I think. And that's where I think what happened. The picture didn't load into the email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there will be a separate product of Four Seasons, and the picture will be going there.
It'll go into this category, the round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's see. Back to the home page. Mm-hmm. Where it says AB drills, get rid of that picture.
Yeah, the picture will be changed.
Yeah. And if you can put like a thumbnail picture where it says round square drills. Hang on a second, put a thumbnail. Accessories. So we're gonna get rid of that AB, that one picture, the one where it says AB drill 645, mm-hmm. and where it says accessories.
Mm-hmm.
More square.
No. Oh, no, that's right. What am I talking? My notes are aren't very clear to me right now. Oh. So are you able to put more thumbnails, like where it says AB drills, crystal drill, square drill, round drill,
yes.
like the ones that we were just talking about? Are you able to put more thumbnail pictures there?
Yeah, we can add a thumbnail, but it will shorten the size of this one, so we can add one more.
Oh, you can only add one more?
Yeah. Many
Even if
added.
I got rid of... Okay.
Well, we can do one thing. Like, we can make this a sliding banner, and we can add an arrow, so once people scroll, they can see the other category.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I'd like a thumbnail of there. I'm wondering if, because where it says accessories underneath picks for this season,
mm-hmm.
maybe we could just leave that there then. But we do need, where it says art and the picture of the bunny. That, we need a glow, because one of the,
Let's do one thing, Laurie. We can add more thumbnails, okay? And we can add an arrow, and people can scroll down and see the other categories, that is art, accessories.
So basically, if you look at the categories, if you can make a thumbnail for all of those, that would be ideal.
Okay, so all the other three for the AB drills, as we've got the AB drills already, so we have to make for the accessories, art, and I guess we've got for crystal as well. So the art and accessories are left. We can make two more thumbnails, and people can scroll down and click on the category too.
Right. So now the one that says art,
mm-hmm.
Because it's kind of, all the same stuff, right? Like,
yeah.
So if you go back to the home page or the shop now,
mm-hmm.
under categories, the diamond painting projects, But when you click art, that's in there. So it's kind of like it's in two spots and it doesn't really need to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because even on the home page, we're adding it twice. And once people come on the shop page, they can see another time. So that will be three times. Because on the home page, editing compiles as well.
Yeah, we don't really need it there three times. Like, if they just go to the home page and they go, okay, they want to look at drills, they can just click on the drills. It doesn't need to be in art as well. Mm. So maybe completely get rid of the art folder completely.
Okay.
Right? Because everything that's in that category is already somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really need that.
So we will delete the art page, and the products we have on the art page, that will be deleted as well, because everything is already described in different categories. So we don't need the art page.
Yeah, because it's already elsewhere. It doesn't need to, like I said, it doesn't need to be in four different spots, let's say, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So when you go to all products or shop now, like if you can pull a picture from that category where it says mini diamond painting projects. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not even, there's nothing even in that. When they click on mini diamond painting projects, it doesn't even take them to anything I have.
Yeah, it shows 3D puzzle butterfly, 3D puzzle happy birthday, 3D puzzle owl.
Oh, okay, I see that. See, I hit it a different way.
You hit it on the thumbnail.
Yeah, when I hit it on the thumbnail, from the home page.
Mm-hmm. From the home page.
Like if you go to the home page and scroll all the way down to the tradition of quality, mm-hmm. when you hit mini diamond painting project, it doesn't take you anywhere.
Yeah, because it is connected to the art page. Remember, on the art page, there's a separate category of mini diamond painting projects. So that is where it takes you. So once we'll delete the art page,
this will take
you to the products.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, so let's go to the customs.
Mm-hmm. We click on get started.
So when you get started, they changed the layout of this. So right now it says 40 by 40 dot dot $36. Before it said 40 by 40, and then underneath it said $36, which is, I like the looks of that. We like the looks of that better.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you click on it, the price in the box, not at the top here, but in the box, it disappears.
In which box, Larly? Like there is
the select size box?
Yeah. But here I can see that, for example, if I'm clicking on the 40 by 40 and then colon and then 36, the price remains the same at the same place.
Yeah, see, for us, it drops outside the box underneath and it's in white and the background is white. So you don't even see it.
Well, Larly, let me send you the updated link first. Okay.
Please give
me a moment, and then you can go
ahead.
Mm-hmm. Because in my computer, the price remains at the same place. Let me send you the link again.
Okay.
Did you send me the link through email? Okay.
I'm sending you on Teamwork.
Oh, you know what? Don't send it through that because I can't remember my email or the password.
The portal on which we were talking right now, where you replied, I've sent you on that. So do you want me to send you on your email?
Yeah, like the email that we've been talking through.
Yeah, it is lssparklers@hotmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I've sent you Larly.
All right. Yeah, see, I just opened it up and it did exactly what I just said. So I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you what I mean.
Let me take a screenshot too.
Okay, I just sent the picture.
And this one's running at 77 in there, but you didn't.
Already, I've sent you the screenshot. Okay, you can have a look. That I have pressed the button of 40x40, and still the price is at the same place. Like it doesn't goes out of the box. It just changes the color of the box, but it does not goes out of the box.
Oh, that's nice. It hasn't come through yet. Have you gotten mine?
Let me check it. Yeah, I've got that. Lurley, can you please, can you please check the size of the browser? Make sure that it's zoomed till 100%.
I don't know.
Are you on Google?
What do you
Chrome?
Mean?
Are you on Google Chrome?
No, Microsoft Edge.
Oh, okay. So there's a difference in the browser. Okay, that will be fixed once your website when your website is about to be live. At that time, we make the website web responsive and mobile responsive. Okay?
So that will be okay. Fixed.
Exactly. You can see the screenshot I've sent you, and it remains in the box.
Yeah.
Can
you change where the size is on top and then the price is underneath?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. No okay. Perfect.
And 70x100.
Well, that's
okay.
Probably the and like so 70x100 like on our end the price isn't even in the box. I don't know, but
exactly.
Again, it could have something to do with the browser, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because once your website will be responsive, okay, at that time, whichever screen you see. That will show the price will be inside the box, okay, and it will be
right.
Underneath the size. That will be 70x100 or it
right.
Can be 70x90. Okay, so that's not it.
Okay. Okay. Other than that, back onto the home page.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Under tradition of quality,
mm-hmm.
if you can, yeah, there's no reason to have all of that. Because that's all stuff that we've already got further up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really got nothing to do with the quality of anything. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure you were still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I don't know if this, so when they talked about the logo, mm-hmm. I thought where it says Diamond Art mm-hmm. in great big bold letters, I thought that the logo was going to be there. Can you make that our logo?
The Diamond Art one?
Where it's like on the home page, it says Diamond Art, and then underneath it says View More Shop Now.
Yeah.
Can you change that to our logo?
Yeah, sure. You want this text as a logo?
Yeah, because
okay.
I didn't.
Okay, and the one we have on the top, you want me to remove that?
Yeah, so okay. That would be our, yeah. And then if you look at... I don't know if you can see it on your side, but where it says Canadian,
mm-hmm.
it's not in bold font.
Yeah.
You can't read it.
Exactly.
So can you make all of the writing, like all of the Canadian diamond drills, all in bold?
Yeah, that can be bold, but you told me that I have to remove that.
No, you want it changed.
So basically I want the logo where it says Canadian Diamond Drills
mm-hmm.
changed to where put where it says Diamond Art.
Okay.
Bigger.
You know what I mean?
Like maybe a bit bigger too.
You want the logo in the middle of the banner, right? You want me to remove the Diamond Art and put your logo over here with the bold writing, right?
Right.
Got it.
Will it be bigger?
Yeah. The size will be bigger
and the font
will be much bolder than this one.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the writing is in behind Diamond Art. It's kind of ghosted. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get rid of that.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other changes, Laurie?
So So the pictures that they've got on there, that change like of the actual art, like the tray and the drills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they get those pictures? I just don't want to get any copyright issues.
Yeah. No problem. No pictures, and you'll not get an issue of copyright, okay? These are just stock images, and yeah, we can use that.
They can be used?
Yeah, they can be used.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't want somebody saying, hey, those are my pictures. You have no authorization to use them kind of thing, right?
No.
Okay.
That's our responsibility.
Okay. I just wanted to verify. The other thing is, and I don't know if it's because it's not live yet, but on, like, when I was going through and as if I was going to place an order,
mm-hmm.
the taxes are slightly off.
Okay, let me check it. For example, I went to the round rails, I added them in the cart, and then I went to the checkout page. Proceed to checkout. Okay, then I've got some information. And in the information, I can see that there is a product price of just $24. So you want to add the taxes?
Yeah, so we've paid them to do the, like, to include, like, to do the taxes and everything. But,
okay.
Yeah, so it when they go to, oh, this is different now. I must have changed it. But it was slightly off. Like, so it should be 5% GST and 7% PST.
Oh, okay. Let me write it down again.
And the total, like, they've got the right percentage there, but when you figure out the total, it was slightly off.
Okay. So I'm on the proceed to checkout page where I need to enter my billing details. Okay. Then I move down and I see the product and the subtotal and the total. So here you want the taxes to be, I'm sorry. So you want the taxes to be here on this page?
Yeah, so basically when they go, where they, you know, like when you buy something, you know, your final.
Go to check in.
So I've just put in basically like a custom. It should be $6, like, for the what I have right now. I've got a $36 custom, and then I've chosen that it's going to be a crystal drill, so there's a $15 upcharge. It says 5% PST, 7% GST. And it says $6. It actually should be $6.12.
Okay, so the calculation is not right.
Yeah, the calculation is just off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Crystal drills, no. I went to the custom page, next step. Okay, 5% PST and 7% PST included. I've got the product of 50 by 50 for $45. Crystal drills is $15. That makes up to $60. And 5% PST and 7% GST included. Okay, so I think that the calculation is not right. So I'll get it fixed, no problem.
Okay, sounds good. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think we're good.
Okay, so I've got the changes, and I think I can get back to you on Friday. Okay,
yeah.
With these changes done, or... Yeah, because...
Yeah, so it just dawned on me, it's backwards. So it should be 7% GST, 7% PST and 5% GST.
GST, okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's 5% GST.
Okay, got it, Larry.
Perfect. And then, obviously, like right now, like if I tried to do a an order, it says upload image. I can't do that right now because it's not live, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, Lorelei. Is there anything else, or should I work on these changes first?
Work on those, and yeah, I think other than that, I think we're just about there.
Okay, and have you purchased the domain and hosting for your website?
I've got the domain. The domain is CanadianDiamondDrills.com.
Okay, and what about the hosting?
That's all through GoDaddy, right?
Yeah, you can go through GoDaddy. Otherwise, you can have a word with my manager too, and we have much more good packages than GoDaddy.
I think we've already got it.
Yeah, we've already got that.
Okay, no problem
yeah.
with that. Let me get these.
Yeah, I think I paid for the year because when I talked to Joe about it, he said that all we really needed was the domain and host.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think he said that was something like, I don't know, $9 a month or something, and we paid for it for the year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Let me get these changes updated so that we can make your website up and running as soon as possible, Larly.
Awesome. Thank you so much because it just seemed that with Joe, I don't think he was understanding, but he didn't let us know that he wasn't understanding. So I'm glad,
no problem.
I'm glad you reached
out
and said that.
He's now shifted to another department.
Pardon?
He shifted to the another department, okay? So I will be going through all the changes thoroughly, and I'll get back to you.
Perfect.
On Friday or most probably on Monday, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much for your time,
okay.
Lovely. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.